Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, Dee Fez. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in to my show. Today is Wednesday, August 19, 2015. It's 5 o'clock p.m. Central Daylight Time. This show comes to you from Houston. Here at the Work for Life show, I help people find employment. That's here, right here in Houston. But I do praise those or three things that makes my day. I'm good at finding work. I know the Lord's word. And I know politics. And so here at the I Love Politics show, I also like to lay down some laws about God and lay down some things and corruption about politicians. There's some terrible things going on in America today. I didn't just jump into politics. I've been in it more years than I care to remember, and I know the people that's there. I know the things that they do. I know the ones who are most apt to be lying. I know the ones who definitely are lying. I know people who have been sitting and doing absolutely nothing. And I know people who have come and gone because they didn't want to be a part of politics. Well, for me, my solution to everything is jobs. So when I do the Work for Life show and I do the I Love Politics show, these are two things that I know that people need in their lives if they want to move forward successfully. And these are two things you have to do for yourself. You cannot depend on others in no way to get you where you have to go. Whether it's politics, whether it's praise, or whether it's employment. Now, today I want to talk with you about what the media does. Because I know politics, and I know the media plays a big role in politics, always have. But there was a time when the media wasn't as biased when it comes to corporations as they are today. I remember there were only a few in the media who actually stood up for corporations. I remember when most of the media went out to the grassroots and talked to the people on the ground and found out what was going on in cities. They don't do that anymore. They're not paid to do that anymore. And that is one of America's problems. Media is one of the biggest problems Americans have today. And the biggest part about it is that the media is seen as neutral when they're actually paid by CEOs. They are paid peddlers of CEOs' snake oil. CEOs are peddling snake oil, and the media does it for them. And we live with it, and it's destroying this nation. It's dividing people, and it's not with facts. It's not with truth. It's with lies that's coming out of the media. It's just like people used to say, if you see a politician talking, he's lying. If you see media talking, if they have more than two or three words, definitely they lying. And any media that don't play the games, you're not going to see them around very long. Not in media today, because corporations have taken over our media outlets. The media outlets are owned by about five corporations. That's it. And so I want to ask the public, the citizens, the consumers, the workers, the voters, to realize you've been used. We have problems. for sure. There are a lot of problems we can solve, but there are many problems we can't. But the ones that we can solve, we must get busy and do something. Because our problems today is not who will be president in come 2016. Our problems today is the CEOs who are legally outsourcing jobs while too many Americans remain jobless. Jobs are going over into other countries. And it's legal because politicians pass laws to make outsourcing legal. Politicians pass laws to make H-1B visas legal. Politicians pass laws so that employers can hire illegal immigrants legally. Politicians refuse to pass jobs bills to put Americans back to work because, in the scheme of things, a healthy America will not vote for the Republican. And when Republicans get in America, it takes Democrats to bring America back from the destruction that Republicans bring up on this country. And that's where we are now. We're in bad shape. And the media is bought and paid for by Republicans. America's economy is great, guys. Now, I know the media tells you that there is death knocking at your door every day. There are diseases. There are no jobs. Whatever lies the GOP tell the media to tell, the media tells it. Right now, media talks about emails, Hillary Clinton emails, that and go and try and put food on your table. This economy is great. But you're not going to hear that from television, from radio, nor in the newspapers. And if you're not the type of person who have the ability to read and analyze for yourself, you're going to be left with no jobs, low wages, no minimum wages, no Social Security, and a privatization of government. Police brutality in America can be fixed by our politicians, but it's not something that's on their plate to do. Police brutality is something that can be fixed by politicians because it's politicians' responsibility. Mayors select police chiefs, okay? Police chiefs run their departments. If things are not going right, who should they be held accountable to? Why can't politicians end police brutality? That would mean to me that police are doing exactly what politicians want to be done, because when people, really and truly, police are out there locking up people every day so that they can be put into prison so that free labor goes on across America. That's what imprisonment is about in America, nothing else, free labor. And it's up to we the people to realize that we have got to take off the blinders and get busy and do our part. And what is our part? Well, we got to stop buying into everything that we hear coming from the media. We got to look CEOs squarely in the eye and get jobs from them, because we make them and we can break them. And we got to be sure that politicians understand, especially the GOP, that since we don't have term limits, whichever one you call it in politics, since we don't have it, we know that we can do it at the polls. So we need to register to vote now. We need to contact these politicians and let them know that if we don't see jobs and if we don't see an end to this police brutality across America and if we don't see them passing some bills to get these guns off these streets, that we're going to term limit them the next time they go to the poll. That's where we need to start. Register to vote and contact these politicians. And we got to have money. We got people out there protesting every day, doing their best, giving up their livelihood for a better America. And those who are not out there protesting, you have a job to do. Whether you want it or not, it's yours. I saw what happened in America in the 60s. We had a handful of protesters. And let me say this right now while I'm talking. I'm hearing people say today that they marched with Martin Luther King Jr. They lying. Everybody that say they marched with Martin Luther King Jr. didn't lie with them. They might have watched the speech. They might have even been there during the speech, but they know nobody can't call them a lie, but I'm going to call them a lie because I have been in politics since back then, and I know who was stomping and who wasn't, and mostly it was entertainers. And the politicians who were involved, they were mostly politicians who were in the South who were forced to. We got some serious problems, America. And the problems we are faced with, it's up to us to end the problems. And from my perspective, the Work for Life show is about jobs. The I Love Politics show is about politics and praise. For me, we need more God in our lives. Because he's the foundation. We need money. Because God said money answered all things. And these media, these high-priced snake oil peddlers, create our own media. All our own media. Because we can do it. As a people, we can do this. And if we start using our own media from state to state, city to city, community to community, you'll find that media will be more responsible because the companies that own the media will start losing money. So we need jobs because, see, money talks. And if you ain't got no money, nobody hear you. Now, you may say the little money I can make ain't worth nothing, but it is if we combine our monies. So we got to start being resourceful as consumers, as voters, as workers, because everybody depend on the consumer, the voter, the worker. That's how these companies make their money. That's how these politicians make their money. That's how the clergy makes their money from the congregation. Everybody depends on us, the consumer, the congregation, the worker, the voter. Make them pay. Stop giving away what you got for nothing. Make people pay. And if they're not willing to pay, don't do it. That comes right down to now. We got protesters out there who are working from their heart for us, just like they did in the 60s. And people talked about them and slandered them in the 60s, and they're talking about them today in the same way. We can't do that to one another. We have got to stand together as consumers, as workers, as voters, as congregations. We have got to stand together. We are not millionaires. We cannot stand on the side with millionaires. They are laughing at us all the way to the banks. to the banks in America and to the banks in foreign lands. And the media, none of this. They are not allowed. They are not paid to have such discussions when these are the discussions we need to be having amongst one another, not discussions about Hillary Clinton's email, not discussions about how many people are at a campaign rally where they're getting paid lunch to be there. Are they getting a gift certificate to be there? They don't tell it, but it's what is. Everybody you see out cheering on campaigners, they're not all there just because can't wait to vote. They're there to get freebies. They're there to make their cities, to bring in money into their cities. They're getting paid. And I'm saying to all you guys, we can get paid. We have to start home-based businesses. We can do that no matter where we're living. There's a way to make money. Use what you have right now. Get started and expand as you go. Get a job, any job. Make that job work for you. Look for opportunities to make that job work for you. There are opportunities you will get on a job that you will not get at home waiting for the job that pays you what you want. A job is a job. Take a job and look for opportunities for that job to make you more money. Supplement your income if the job you get don't pay you enough. You can supplement it with self-employment, selling things like cosmetics or plants, whatever you can sell, whatever you're good at, baked goods, lunches on weekends, whatever you can do. Sell a product. Get some products that you sell onto shelves in your community so that people in your community can purchase your products and make the money. Or get a part-time job to go with your full-time job. You got to realize there is snake oil being peddled against Americans, and America is getting nothing out of it from one campaign to the next, guys. From one campaign to the next, you get nothing. Time one campaign is over, another one is started, and you get nothing in between. Is this the life you want? Is this the best that you can do for yourself and your children and for people who are depending on you? Start your own business. Get a job, any job. Supplement your income with self-employment or with a part-time job. Support these organizations that's out there working hard for you, working for equality, for the first time working to include black lives in liberty and justice for all, because it has never happened in this country. But the time is now, and we can do this together. Us to change this country. And the snake oil that's being peddled by the media that's put out there by corporations and politicians and lobbyists is the middlemen to make sure this snake oil gets where it's supposed to go, to the consumer, to the voter, to the congregationists, that person, and to the workers. All these categories of people are being used, and it ain't nothing but snake oil, and this country is filthy rich, and it's time everybody get a piece of the American pie, and ain't nobody going to give it to you. And anybody tell you, vote for me and I'll give it to you, they are lying. They are selling snake oil. You want it? You got to go get. You do know what snake oil is, right? Snake oil. Let me. Snake oil comes out of the 19th century of America when there were traveling medicine shows. People would go around with shows and selling things to people that was no good at all, but they knew that they just passing through, and so they sell this stuff that didn't do nothing, goods and services to people, bottles of stuff that wasn't nothing but bottles of stuff. They were liars. They sold hope to people. That's called snake oil. They did it in a lot of different forms, and people bought it, hook, line, and sinker, using their hard-earned money or using their time on something, only to find out it didn't work like it was supposed to work. But you see, back then, those sales people would be gone on about their business. Well, politicians today and the media, they sell it to you over and over and smile in your face. And you believe it over and over and over and over and over. You got to go out and get it for yourself. The snake oil does not work. It's a bunch of, it doesn't work. They're telling you stuff, but they're not going to do anything. You best go out and make it happen for yourself, and you can. Whatever you desire, you can. Telling you guys, the media has a job description, and it has nothing to do with you. They're not even giving you information, legitimate information. Our media is there to influence you, to tell you GOP lies. That's where your lies are coming from. Do you notice they don't peddle Democrat lies? How often do they talk about a Democrat except for to talk about something that the GOP said a Democrat did wrong? Wake up. No more sleeping in bed. Stop being all day suckers. The price the media is paying to peddle snake oil, they're going to have to give an account for what they're doing to people. Because a lot of people don't even have the wherewithal to know that they're being duped by the media. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. Media haven't always been this way. Media used to go out into communities and talk to your neighbors about what was going on in your communities. Media used to be at businesses, catching these business people coming out these offices when things were going bad, asking them, what's up? They don't do it anymore because they're not paid to do it. Look at your media. Look at how they live. Look at you. Look at how you live. Look at your family. Look at your daughter, and I want you to look closely at your daughter. I don't care if you're black or white. If you got a teenage daughter, you look closely at her because she's going to be hustled by somebody, compliments of that media, because media sells glamour, and young people are out looking for glamour, and low-down, dirty, wealthy men are looking for young women to spend that money on that they done stole from their families by not hiring their dads or not hiring their moms or paying them too little money. The same people where we spend our money every day are preying on our children, and they are getting paid our dollars. Whether they are corporate, whether they are employees, whether they are spokespersons, whatever, our money goes into those companies, those corporations, and people work there or work for them uses our money because as consumers, we pay. And what do you get in return? They prey on your children. And when the media tells the story, It's based on who did it as to what story comes out the media. The story is never true. The story is the story media have been given to tell. And it's time we, the people, use our power, because we have the power. We have the power to stop these CEOs, to stop these politicians, to stop this media, to stop the clergy. These are the people who depend on our money, and we can stop it with our vote, with our we work hard. Look at the money people are paid. People in America work, born in poverty, work all their lives, die in poverty. We can end that. Anybody heading toward poverty and death hand in hand, it's time now to let poverty go. Unloose it and start working toward financial stability for yourself. And there's a lot of ways to get it. You want to talk about it? You know where to find me. I'm B. Sayers. This is the I Love Politics show. Thank you for tuning in.